Understanding and Managing Neediness by Max Jenker. Neediness is one of the most common problems preventing people from getting back with their ex. Roughly speaking, 80% of my readers broke up with their ex and have difficulties getting them back solely because of neediness. So chances are, you're in the same shit-stained boat. Neediness is, by definition, a direct result of our low self-esteem and self-worth, largely stemming from what's called an inferiority gap, which is what occurs when we put our ex on a pedestal and see ourselves as below them, worthiness-wise. In other words, the inferiority gap manifests itself when you undervalue yourself and or overvalue your ex. When you start caring more about what they think, feel, and believe than what you think, feel, and believe. When you prioritize their perception of you over your perception of yourself. It's this inferiority gap-inspired mindset that leads to all neediness, which then further leads to all unattractive behavior, whether directly or indirectly. How neediness generally looks like. Here are some of the most widespread needy behaviors I keep seeing time and time again. Go through them and reflect on each. Then think, what's the theme tying them all together? Chasing and pursuing your ex by constantly initiating text and social media conversations, calls, email exchanges, etc. Pleading, begging, and bargaining with your ex for another chance. Constantly demanding attention and reassurance from your ex. Trying to impress your ex and fishing for their admiration, approval, and affection. Forcing, manipulating, or cajoling your ex into getting them to show interest. Repeatedly going over and over analyzing what your ex says or means. Checking your phone 69 times a minute to see if your ex replied. Obsessing about your own neediness level when interacting with your ex. Buying your ex gifts, not as genuine tokens of appreciation, but as bribes for sexual and emotional validation. Giving your ex compliments not because they deserved them, but because you want something in return. Affection, sex, another compliment, etc. Changing or improving yourself, not because you want to, but because you're trying to inspire your ex to return. Not speaking up when something your ex said bothers or upsets you. Failing to stand up for yourself when your ex disrespects you or tries to take advantage of you. Withholding an opinion because you're afraid it will offend your ex. Being scared of and actively avoiding confrontation, conflict, and rejection. Being passive-aggressive and avoiding honest, direct communication with your ex. Making covert contracts, that is, unspoken or hidden expectations you have, of your ex. Being entitled and expecting them to cater to your every need and desire without any consideration for their feelings. Have you noticed it yet? The central theme underlying all of the above behaviors, as well as all needy behaviors in general, are needy intentions. It's all about intentions. The theory goes that any behavior you display can be either needy or non-needy. What determines whether it's needy or not, however, as well as the degree to which it is needy, are your intentions behind the behavior. That is, the motivation for displaying it. This theory can be tricky to grasp. So here's an example of how it plays out in the real world. You could tell your ex while dating how much they mean to you and propose you get back together, out of sheer curiosity and without expecting a certain answer in return. Or you could sit there, act indifferent and like you don't give a shit about them, and have them propose the idea of reconciling. The former behavior is non-needy. You're speaking your truth. You intend to unabashedly express what you feel and accept any response your ex gives you. The latter behavior, however, is needy. You're acting like you don't care whether or not your ex gets back with you, while in reality you do care, so much in fact that you intend to manipulate them to get them back. Another example. You can text your ex to return your favorite shirt with the intention of gauging their interest, or you can do it because you genuinely want the shirt back. Again, the former behavior is needy because you're using the shirt as an excuse to reach out. You're using it as a means to some end, whereas the latter behavior is non-needy since you're reaching out solely because you want your shirt back. The shirt is the end, not a means to some other end. Last example. You invent reasons to contact your ex. You basically convince yourself that you're reaching out only because you want to see how their family is doing, or to tell them about this cool new movie that you saw. But in reality, you just want to hear from them because you miss them. Perhaps you want to put your toe in the water and see where you stand with them. These are your real intentions. You certainly couldn't give any shits about their family or recommending that movie. Thus, you're being needy. Now, before you start thinking if you can just fake your intentions, the answer is no. Not only would that yet again lead to performance, which, as I argued extensively, is a big no-no in a bunch of my articles on this website, but it's also just impossible to pull off. Sure, faking intentions may work for some time, but eventually, inferiority and with it neediness will always find a way to seep through your behaviors and sabotage your reconciliation efforts. How to manage your neediness? First, let's be clear. We're all human. We all look for validation from our ex if we still like them. We all care what they think about us to a certain degree. Neediness never really goes away, and that's fine. Your goal should never be to eliminate neediness. Not only is that unrealistic, it's also impossible. The more you'll try to rid yourself of your neediness, the more it will expand. Besides, eliminating it would also mean gutting yourself of all emotions and empathy, and that's not a healthy way to live your life. Instead, your goal should be to better manage your neediness. Here are some guidelines on how to do this. Reprioritize your perception of yourself in relation to the perception of your ex. Focus on validating yourself more and less on receiving validation from them. Close your inferiority gap and start approaching reattraction through brutal honesty. Avoid needy behaviors, especially typical ones I listed a few paragraphs ago. Start taking care of and investing in core life areas like sleep, health, well-being, work, social life, etc. In a nutshell, managing neediness really boils down to nothing more than typical run-of-the-mill self-improvement. Now, this topic is beyond the scope of this article. In fact, it's a topic I'm wrestling throughout the majority of articles on my website. So rather than regurgitating everything they say, I'll just redirect you to my website, to my personal blog, maxjanker.com. And remember, your ex will never see your value as a person if you don't value yourself first. And throwing yourself into self-improvement is the only thing that will demonstrate them that value. However, coming back to intentions, there is a fine line between improving yourself for the right and wrong ones. If you're trying to improve yourself because you genuinely want to, you're doing it solely for the sake of self-improvement, then your attempts at doing so are non-needy and therefore attractive. But if you're trying to improve yourself for your ex or anyone other than yourself, then your attempts at doing so are needy and therefore unattractive. Think of it ultimately in the terms of the classic Wayne Dyer quote, "Loving others starts with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, no one else will. Not only that, you won't be good at loving anyone else. Loving starts with the self."